The president of the National Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis and a leading economist for J.P. Morgan Chase both say they're cautiously optimistic that the U.S. economy will continue its gradual rebound this year. The two spoke at two different financial conferences held in Madison last week. James Glassman from J.P. Morgan Chase told members of the Madison International Trade Association he's confident Congress will reach agreement on tax and deficit issues. He says if the debate shifts to health care spending reform, the markets will respond positively.
Whether that means raise retirement age for Social Security, change the indexation, do things to try to figure out how to cap the growth in health care spending for Medicare and Medicaid, if that happened, you'd see the stock market explode.
Glassman's concern about health care spending is echoed by Governor Scott Walker. He says unless the state is granted more control over capping federal health care costs, his efforts to keep the state budget balanced will be crippled.
The way the system is now really takes a large portion of those decisions out of the hands of the governor and the legislature and people here in the state. I mean, you're talking about something like $700 million potentially just cost to continue for Medicaid-related programs in this state.
The forecast from the president of the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank made no mention of health care costs. Speaking at the Wisconsin Bankers Association gathering last week, James Bullard predicted a slow and gradual improvement in the U.S. economy and little change in unemployment numbers through the end of 2013. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.